me in ways to show forth thy glory, ways that will end in heaven above. Wonderful Savior, wonderful Savior, thou art so near, so precious to me. Mouths, Lord, with thy praises. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Oh, we praise you. You are worthy of praise, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. You alone are worthy, Lord. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I'd just like to welcome everyone that has come. God has brought us together in this place for this time. Do you believe that? And it's never going to be exactly like this again. But God has a blessing reserved for us, for each one. Why? Because you've come with a hungry heart. You've come because you want Jesus. And we want to give thanks to Him together for the many years He has given us a blessing in the Ridgewood Pentecostal Fellowship and in this place. And so we do give thanks tonight. We bless His name. We praise the Lord. And I trust that you've come to do that. Now, did everyone open their mouths and praise the Lord tonight? Who didn't? Let me see your hand. Because we'll keep going. Because each one of us, everyone, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Amen. You know, it tells us that all creation praises Him. The trees, the lake, the sun. What a beautiful... Was the sunset nice tonight? I think so. It's been a beautiful time here at camp. And we're reminded again of the great God. The great Creator who became our Savior. Hallelujah. And so let's just continue to open our hearts and see what God will do. I think it takes our united faith. You know what that means? That it's your faith and my faith, and when we come together, you know, God is able to move in a very real and powerful way. And so let's believe that He'll do something in each one of our hearts in these days that will last when we leave this place. We'll know that we've met with God and that He's met with us. And that will make it all worth the while. Now, we're so happy for what Gus is preparing for us. If you only knew... But you'll know soon enough. But that pales in comparison with the feast that Jesus has spread for us. And He says, come and dine. Come to the feast. It's for you. Partake. And God surely will not disappoint us. Hallelujah. He satisfies. Praise God. Now, I've been here over a week now. And I have not sung Holiness Unto the Lord yet. So if I don't, they will probably fire me. So we should sing 44 in the white book. And I'm going to ask Brother Dan, would you come and lead us, Brother Dan? I do want to say before Brother Dan comes, I'm happy for all of the ministers that have come. I'm not going to name names. I had problems last night with names, so I'm not going to try that. But I thank all of you. You know who you are, And I thank you for being here and joining in this celebration with us. Come, Brother Dan.
Let's stand while we sing. Number 44.
Call unto holiness, Church of our God, purchase of Jesus, redeemed by his blood. Call from the world and its idols to flee. Call from the bondage of sin to be free. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing and shout it loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever. Called unto holiness, children of light, walking with Jesus in garments of white, raiment unsullied nor tarnished with sin, God's Holy Spirit abiding within. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing it, shout it loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever. Called unto holiness, praise his dear name. This blessed secret to faith now made plain. Not our own righteousness, but Christ within, living and reigning and saving from sin. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing and shout in love and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever. Called unto holiness, bride of the Lamb, waiting the bridegroom's returning again. Lift up your heads, for the day draweth near, when in his beauty the King shall appear. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing it, shout it loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we worship you. We praise your name, O Lord. We lift up your name, O Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Eric Rodko, would you pray with us, please?
Father in heaven, we sang last night, let all the people praise him. We will praise him. Lord, you are worthy. And Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness.
Yes,
the Pilgrim Camp this season, and these almost 80 years, but Lord, also to the Ridgewood Pentecostal Fellowship, these 100 years. We're in both, Lord. It is a fulfillment of your promise to your servant Abraham, that your his descendants, his spiritual descendants, would number as the grains of the sands of the sea.
Hallelujah.
And so we stand here, Lord, those descendants,
hallelujah,
representative of so many who have gone before us and have represented your name. And so, Lord, we just say thank you for your faithfulness, for your truths, for your revelations to us here in the all the fellowship churches over the years. We know that there are many more blessings to come through Pilgrim Camp, through the fellowship, and through all the descendants that are serving, not just here in America, but all across the world. And we're so grateful, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I did not ask Brother Paul ahead of time, but I think he'd like to greet everyone, right, Brother Paul? You'd do that? Come. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I also welcome you. I was thinking recently of the many, many people that have come through these grounds. I was thinking that also of something Brother Phil said, and that was of the many prayers that have gone up for this work. From the very beginning, Brother Gardner had a knack of making friends with people in high places, spiritually speaking. I remember as a kid sitting here when he would speak about a friend, and after a while I would get to know that it would turn out to be a woman. He had many women friends. He was raised by women, and many of them were, as they were known in Zion, vessels of God.
Hallelujah.
And as the camp work began, he would count on them to pray. He knew people such as the Wanamakers and Mrs. Kennedy and a myriad of people, a network of people who prayed for this work from the very beginning. And we are reaping the benefit of that this day.
Amen.
Phil even mentioned that we used to hear a phrase, something is prayed through. And this work certainly appears to be prayed through, just by the things we witnessed, many blessings. I'm reminded of an account that happened many years ago when it comes to of healings in this place. There are many types of healings that take place. And a couple came to camp. It was a last resort. Their marriage was on the rocks. And this was the last resort. And they came to camp. It was pouring rain. And in those days, people had to bring their own sheets. And as they arrived by the garage there, the car was there. And also the Bloom sisters, who were not known to be politically correct. The first thing they heard was, "Where are your sheets?" So they were not, it wasn't exactly a founding welcome. But they came back year after year on their anniversary because God healed their marriage.
Hallelujah.
Mrs. Moore, he was a veterinarian, and the name was Dr. Moore, and his wife, Jane, I believe. And she talks about waking up the first morning and seeing the mist on the lake, and it just rose, and with that, her spirits rose, her faith rose, and their marriage was perfectly healed.
Hallelujah.
Well, the gardener, of course, knew of their situation, perhaps. I don't think he preached directly to it, but every word that he spoke in every meeting, it was geared, they felt it was geared to them. And God miraculously healed them, healed that marriage. And I'm thankful for works like that, works that we don't see in little kids, six-year-old kids, how they experience God. Those are miracles of God.
Amen.
That he can reveal himself to them. And so I'm thankful again for this place, and what it has meant to me personally, and for the very many miracles he has performed here. And so may God continue to bless us, and may we also, this weekend, witness miracles within us.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Over the years, people have often reached out to the camp for prayer because they knew that people here would pray. And tonight we also have a prayer request that came in for a little boy. He has a problem with his heart. And I believe they operated on him, but now he's not reacting well to that. And our sister Donna Bristol asked that we pray. And also that the parents would come to know the Lord through this. They're not Christians. They're not believers. But God is able. God is able to stretch out his hand to heal. Signs and wonders be done in the name of his holy servant Jesus. And bring salvation, healing to this baby and salvation. God is able to do that. So let's just unite our hearts tonight. You know, I remember something Brother Garden would say when a prayer request came in. He would say, now, I want everyone to pray. It's all of our responsibility to pray. Not just one person, or not just the minister, or not just a few, but we're all going to pray. Sister Elsie, was there a name? We didn't get the name of the child right now. So let's just lift up our hearts right now to God. He is able to touch this child and make him whole and to bring salvation. Oh God, God, you are the same yesterday, today, forever. Oh hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You are the healer. Now maybe God would lay it upon someone's heart to pray out loud and to, let's just all touch the throne of God. Oh, we come boldly, Lord Jesus. We come with confidence to that throne of grace. Oh, Jesus, you have help for us. You have help, dear God. You have healing, my God. You are the God who saves.
Father, we come to you, Lord, with this child. Jesus, you are the great physician that heals the sick. So, Lord, we are believing in faith tonight that you will touch this young man, that you will come to him, Lord. Heal him, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord, touch his
heart. Lord, we pray that you will bring them, the parents, Lord, to you, Lord, through this experience. We pray that your Holy Spirit will just work in that operating room.
Oh, Jesus,
and that
Jesus.
There will be a wonderful healing power that comes down from heaven above.
Hallelujah.
Touch this child, we pray, Lord. We pray for the parents, Lord, that
yes,
you will
Lord.
Save them, Lord God. That they will come to realize their salvation in you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
May they
experience
yes, you in such a wonderful and sweet way tonight, oh God. We ask this all, and we come believing in faith that you will do it, Lord, in your precious holy name.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Dear Lord, we know that you're moved by compassion over
us. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, we want to trust you and believe you. As you've been hearing the prayers that are going out for this little child. God, Lord, we pray that you'll touch him. Lord, we want to pray as though it was our child.
Yes, Lord.
Lord,
yes,
we want to believe you for a mighty miracle. Lord, you see Lord, we can't do it, but we're believing that you'll stretch, oh, hallelujah, stretch forth your
yes, hand. Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, do it, Lord, do it, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God,
oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let it be a testimony of your healing power. Lord, that your name will be glorified.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. You do it, Lord, for your great name's sake. Stretch out your hand, we pray. Stretch out your hand, we pray. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never, glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. And sorrows go at his command. He who gave his healing virtue to a woman such, to the faith that claims his fullness still will do as much. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Thank you for the answer. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. I'm just reminded of a little story maybe from my childhood. And my dad was a pastor. My parents pastored for many years in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. And my dad would tell the story how There was a woman, I guess it was a single mom, and she had a son. And on a number of times, the phone would ring in our house in the middle of the night. Now, that doesn't happen too often now, but I can remember whenever the phone rang in the middle of the night, it was not good. You knew that something was wrong, and this woman would call, and she would say, "Brother Gordon, my son is not feeling well. He's sick. He's really sick. Won't you come and pray for him?" And my dad inevitably would get in the car and drive to, it was someplace in Brooklyn. But he said when he would get there, he said this happened time and time again. The woman would greet him at the door and say, "Brother Gordon, you wouldn't believe it, but Jesus came, and my boy is well." You know, it was like before we call, God answers. But when Jesus comes, you see, that's the difference. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. When Jesus comes, there's healing, there's deliverance, there's help. When Jesus comes. And so our prayers make a way for Jesus to come. Now, I'm sure Dad was praying all the way in the car to get there. But the point was that here was this woman also had faith. She knew what to do. You know, I admire her. Call the pastor. Call for prayer. Isn't that biblical? Isn't that right? And God honors that. And God inevitably would touch that boy and raise him up. And so when Jesus comes, let's believe that Jesus will come to this little boy. Yes, his name is Gunner. Is it Gunner? Yes. And touch him and make him whole. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Maybe one of you has a song. Someone has to have a song.
Why don't we sing that song?
110.
110. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.